people are in. It's important. Otherwise, we don't, otherwise this happens.
Hello.
Hi, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm doing good. I was calling you because I just wanted to follow up if the state called you yet.
Yes. Oh, no, I talked to him whenever I talked to you guys.
Oh, a while ago. Okay, so listen, it's already been a few weeks. They should be calling you any day now. So look out for a call. It should be from 866 number. It's possible you'll think it's spam, but it's not. The state.
Okay.
They only call once, and they leave a voicemail. If you do, and then they send out a letter. If you don't answer, then they're not going to try you again. So you really have to try to look out for that call and make sure not to miss it.
Okay.
Question, do you have a voicemail box?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. So then they'll leave you a voicemail in case they can't reach you. But it should be any day now. It really should be any day now. In addition, I wanted to update you that Amber Feigley, your caregiver, is already HR compliant. So as soon as you are approved by the state, Amber will be able to work for you right away.
Okay.
Okay, amazing. Viva, let me know when they call you. Maybe after their phone call, you could just, you know, call me quickly and tell me that you spoke with the state specialist and everything, you know, is in place.
Okay.
All right.
All right, well, I need to check my voicemail then, make sure it's not full.
Exactly. Make sure your voicemail's not full. Otherwise, they won't be able to leave a voicemail with their number to call you back.
Okay.
The number they call you is like the generic Medicaid number, so you can't call back that number unless they leave you a voicemail.
Okay.
So, yeah, make sure it's not full. And, yeah, be in touch and look out for a call. It should be any day now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure, thank you. We'll be in touch.
All right, thanks. Bye. Bye.